This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Concern about kids getting a rare inflammatory syndrome possibly related to COVID-19 is not enough to change current guidance for child care and schools. Three children in Colorado have been treated for the syndrome. YMCA of Metro Denver is the largest child care provider in the region. Spokeswoman Kim Schultz says social distancing has impacted how many children have enrolled.
We've been literally probably serving about 1/6 of what we normally serve. And then coming into summer, it'll even be less than that. It'll be about 1/15 of what we normally serve during the summer months.
Schultz says another challenge is they no longer have access to school buildings for their summer programs. Another town now requires masks in businesses and when public interaction is likely. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
The town of Carbondale Board of Trustees passed the emergency ordinance Tuesday, effective immediately. There are a few exceptions, including children under 2 and people working in businesses that are not open to the public. Carbondale was one of the last communities in the Roaring Fork Valley to not have a face mask rule. Glenwood Springs, Basalt, and Snowmass Village all adopted ordinances earlier. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Drivers will have to slow down on Boulder's residential streets starting June 18th. The city council lowered the speed limit from 25 to 20. Crews will have to replace more than 400 signs. Coming up on the program, immigration to the U.S. has largely stopped during the coronavirus pandemic. Now the White House is considering further cuts to work visas. Then scientists are trying to determine whether running two different coronavirus antibody tests can solve the issue of false positive results. Immigration standstill and antibody testing improved. Next on All Things Considered. Plus, how the pandemic has affected working parents who depend on taking kids to school or daycare. For most, that's not possible right now, which could make going back to work difficult.
I would say my wife and my productivity probably dropped by at least 50%.
We'll have that story from education reporter Jenny Brundin in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 87 in Denver, 85 in Colorado Springs. Red flag warning till 9 for Colorado Springs. This is CPR.